for anybody who is willing to listen, I will always say the reason why I came here to see you.
Hello, I'm Neil Allen from Hudson, New York. You're listening to WGXE Acra 90.7 FM.
Hi, I'm Jack Sensabar from Catskill, inviting you to listen to my show, Backtracks in Time, dedicated to the history of Greene County, its notable people and places, and the Hudson River. The fourth Tuesday of every month from 2 to 3 p.m., broadcasting live from WGXC's satellite studio at the Catskill Library. You'll hear interviews with local historians, longtime residents with stories to tell, and archival recorded material. So please join me for Backtracks in Time every fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM, your community radio station.
Village à côté, ah oui, 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 l'appartement, ah, ah, au numéro 200. Ah, oui, 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 j'habite au 2000, oh, oh, dans la grande ville capitalisée. Ah oui, ah oui, ah oui, 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 oui.
Chiki, chiki, boum, wa, toma, wa, wa, shiba, wa, wa, toma, wa, toma, wa, wa. Chiki, chiki, boum, wa, toma, wa, wa, shiba, wa, wa, toma, wa, toma, wa. Shiki, shiki, boom, wow. Toma, wa, wa, shiba, wo, wa, toma, wa, toma, wa, wa. Shiki, shiki, boom, wa. Toma, wa, wa, toma, wa, toma, wa, toma, wa.
Me voilà assise dans l'herbe préfabriquée.
Ah oui, 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 oui.
J'y croyais, oh, à l'herbe plus verte d'à côté.
Ah oui, oui, oui.
Ville réchauffée, oh, oh, au microwave toute la journée.
Ah oui, 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 oui.
Ça fait, ça fait, ça fait, ça fait toute la journée.
Shiki shiki boom wa, toma wa wa shiba wo wa, toma wa toma wa wa. Shiki shiki boom wa, toma wa wa shiba wo wa, toma wa toma wa wa. Shiki shiki boom wa, toma wa wa shiba wo wa, toma wa toma wa wa. Shiki shiki boom wa, toma wa wa toma wa toma wa toma wa.
L'aime s'y coucher dans la pour écouter le vent.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
Amelia. I'm a student at Hudson High School, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week, every Monday from 3:30 to 4, talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, mostly books we love.
Bookish things like that. And we're here to do that today as well. But it is also the second to last day of the pullover pledge drive for WGXC.
Mm-hmm.
So we're here to do our part to encourage listeners out there to support the unique radio station, community, hands-on radio station that is WGXC. We've been on the radio as Bound by Books for over 7 years, and Amelia's been here probably 3 years now.
Yeah, about I think that. So.
It's hard to keep track, but we've been here a long time talking about books, and it's a real honor to be able to be on the radio each week with Youth Voices talking about everything from books to games to music, community happenings. There's lots of Youth Voices on the radio, and we're proud to be one of them.
Yeah.
Although I'm not a Youth Voice. You're a Youth Voice.
I am.
And we're usually here with our friends Fahim and Mashuda, and sometimes special guests like previous hosts Ingrid and Antonia when they come to town.
Yeah.
Or friends that stop by. Authors or illustrators that we interview. But yeah. So this pledge drive, it's called the Pullover Pledge Drive because we know there's a lot of people out there listening right now who are driving their cars around. And we're hoping that you will pull over safely to the side of the road and call in and pledge your support. Or pull over safely to the side of the road and go on your smartphone and go to wgxc.org/donate to make a donation.
Yeah.
What's the pledge drive number?
Let's see. It is 518-697-7400.
And pledges of any amount are wonderful and greatly appreciated and help us at WGXC reach the operating goals that we need to stay on the air. But this pledge drive, we're also trying to increase the number of sustaining monthly supporters. So people who give $5 a month, $10 a month, $15, $25, $50, however much a month works for you. It's just a nice, easy deduction from your account each month that's automated and helps support the station throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it will hopefully help us have to have less pledge drive so that we can talk about books more,
yeah,
which is what we really love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to do some of that today. So don't turn the radio dial. But we do hope you'll call in, pledge your support for WGXC. It's really wonderful to have a community radio station with so many of our friends and neighbors and colleagues and also strangers that we haven't met yet that we can hear talk on the radio about all sorts of different topics, play all sorts of different types of music. You can hear like town meetings on the radio. If you can't make it to a town meeting, you can hear it on the radio,
yeah,
or on the website. It's a really great resource we have here, and we want to keep it thriving. So please pull over safely to the side of the road and give a call, 518-697-7400. Our wonderful friend Lynn is awaiting your call.
Mm-hmm.
You can also go online at wgxc.org/donate, and there's a handy little spot where you can either put your monthly sustaining donor support, or you can put in a one-time pledge and pay online.
Yeah.
I know we have one of our longtime fans, Michael Shimidas, to thank. He made a pledge in honor of Bound by Books over the past week since our last show.
Great.
So thanks, Michael, for always being a supporter of the show.
Thank you.
And always listening. But yeah, join Michael as a Bound by Books super fan by supporting WGXC. 518-697-7400 or online at wgxc.org/donate. There's lots of great stuff on that website, too, to check out while you're there. You can listen to old shows, audio archives of Bound by Books and other great shows on the radio. You can see a schedule so you can figure out what's going to be on different times coming up. You can post events that you're hosting in town so that people can go to the calendar and see what's going on in town. And some of the radio producers will read events off of that on the radio. So that's another way to get the word out about your event. So much stuff. News blog. It's a great little website. So wgxc.org/donate. But check it out while you're there, the full site. Awesome.
Awesome.
Yay. So we're going to talk about books for a little bit.
Yeah.
We usually start our show with a poem. And we have
this sort of poem today.
A Halloween-themed poem.
Ooh, I love that.
Because it's almost Halloween. Are you dressing up for Halloween?
Yes,
I am. Do you know what you're going to be?
Betty Boop.
Oh, that's cute.
Now that my hair is short, I can wear wigs more easily. It's so much easier to not have to put my hair up in a bun and put on a wig cap and then put the wig on and then realize the bun is too high and then have to redo it and then have to put the wig back on again. It's so much easier now. Yeah.
It's hard for me to do wigs.
This is called The Little Ghost by Edna St. Vincent Millay, 1892 to 1850. It says, I knew her for a little ghost, in that in my garden walked. The wall is high, higher than most, and the green gate was locked. And yet I did not think of that till after she was gone. I knew her by the broad white hat, all ruffled she had on. By the dear ruffles round her feet, by her small hands that hung in their lace mittens, austere and sweet, her gown's white folds among, I watched to see if she would stay, what she would do, and oh, she looked as if she liked the way I let my garden grow, and bent above my favorite mint, with conscious garden grace, she smiled and smiled, there was no hint of sadness in her face, she held her gown on either side to let her slippers show, and up the walk she went with pride, the way great ladies go. And where the wall is built in new and is of ivy bare, she paused, then opened, and passed through the gate that once was there.
Mm-hmm. Got some haunting atmosphere there.
It's all spooky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've actually been to her garden, too. I wonder if there are ghosts there.
Ooh. I once went on a ghost tour in Boston, which was very fun.
Did you see any ghosts?
No.
Have you ever seen a ghost that you know of?
I don't think so.
Me either. Oh, well. Cool. Let's see. So we also have, at the start of each show, we usually talk about some books coming out this week
that
we're excited about. Do you want to read the one that you picked out?
Oh, yes. I saw the word dragon in the title and was immediately like, oh, I will talk about this one. Mm-hmm. This one is called Dragons in a Bag by Zeta Elliott, with illustrations by Geneva B. It says, when Jackson is sent to spend the day with the mean old lady his mother calls Ma, he finds out that she's not his grandmother, but she is a witch. She needs his help delivering baby dragons to a magical world where they'll be safe. There are two rules when it comes to the dragons. Don't let them out of the bag, and don't feed them anything sweet. Before he knows it, Jack and his friends, Vikram and Kavita, have broken both rules. Will Jack get the baby dragons delivered safe and sound, or will they be lost in Brooklyn forever? Brooklyn. Ooh.
That description, like, almost reminds me of Gremlins.
I know.
Except maybe a little less scary. Although dragons could cause some damage.
Rules. But don't feed them after midnight. Don't let them in water. I'm just like, what is this?
Yeah. Easier said than done.
I'm actually reading a Halloweenish story in ELA, The Crucible.
Oh, yeah.
We all have a part to play in it. And it's very interesting, because when you're first reading it just out loud for the first time, you're very monotone, even though it's supposed to be a play.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also watching clips of the movie with it. So it's interesting to hear all the kids just read it the way it is, and then have the actors and see the actors in the actual movie.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
And you're like, oh, that's how it's done with feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not quite as monotone. But you'll get there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So like in the movie, it's like, okay, mm-hmm. Abigail's in the book, it's like, okay, Abigail's the villain. In the movie, it's like, okay, Abigail is the villain and she's insane.
That's cool. So I'm gonna read a description for a book coming out this week that I'm not necessarily as excited about reading, but I know our co-host Fahim would be really excited about. Ooh. I wish he was here today, but I'll have to send this on to him. So it's called Charlie Hernandez and the League of Shadows by Ryan Callejo. It says, the Lightning Thief meets the Story Thieves series in this middle grade fantasy inspired by Hispanic folklore, legends, and myths from the Iberian Peninsula and Central and South America. Charlie Hernandez has always been proud of his Latin American heritage. He loves the culture, the art, and especially the myths. Thanks to his abuela's stories, Charlie possesses an almost encyclopedic knowledge of the monsters and ghouls who have spent the last 500 years haunting the imaginations of children all across the Iberian Peninsula, as well as Central and South America. And even though his grandmother sometimes hinted that the tales might be more than mere myth, Charlie's always been a pragmatist. Even barely out of diapers, he knew the stories were just make-believe, nothing more than intricately woven fables meant to keep little kids from misbehaving. But when Charlie begins to experience freaky bodily manifestations, ones all too similar to those described by his grandma in his favorite legend, he is suddenly swept up in a world where the mythical beings he spent his entire life hearing about seem to be walking straight out of the pages of Hispanic folklore and into his life. And even stranger, they seem to know more about him than he knows about himself. Soon, Charlie finds himself in the middle of an ancient battle between La Liga, a secret society of legendary mythological beings sworn to protect the land of the living, and La Mano Negra, aka the Black Hand, a cabal of evil spirits determined to rule mankind. With only the help of his lifelong crush, Violet Ray, and his grandmother's stories to guide him, Charlie must navigate a world where monsters and brujas rule and things he couldn't possibly imagine go bump in the night. That is, if he has any hope of discovering what's happening to him and saving his missing parents. Oh, and maybe even the world. No pressure, muchacho.
Ooh,
that sounds fun.
That does.
I was just thinking, because Fahim is really into the Lightning Thief and the Percy Jackson, Rick Riordan books and myths and legends. And I know you are, too, a little
bit. I like the Hispanic legend addition to it.
Yeah,
when I was younger, I used to watch a show by, it was like, it was related to Goosebumps, but it was called R.L. Stine's Haunting Hour.
Hmm.
I don't think it was based off any of his books, but they had an episode about La Llorona, which guest starred the kid who was in the Addams Family, I think. I think he's in Modern Family now.
Huh.
And it guest starred that actor. And, like, it covered the myth of La Llorona and how he goes to visit his Hispanic family and ends up encountering the ghost and has to save his two little cousins from her. I remember that being one of the episodes.
I'm trying to remember, does she steal babies?
In her myth, she falls in love with a man, but she has two children, and the man does not want any children. So she drowns her children, goes back to the man, and the man sends her away kind of horrified about what she's done, as any sane man would be. And she realizes what she does and throws herself into the river looking for her kids. And now it says that she wanders the river as a ghost, and any children who go near the river, she'll take thinking that they're her kids.
Mm. Creepy.
Yeah.
I saw a horror movie about her once. It wasn't very good, though. but it was fun, I guess. Cool. So those are some of the books coming out this week.
Yeah.
There's a lot more, of course, but those are two highlights for the week. We're going to talk a little bit, I think, about some books we're reading. But before we do that, we want to remind everyone listening that it is the WGXC Pullover Pledge Drive. We are hoping that those listening out there will call in and pledge their support of WGXC by calling 518-697-7400 or going online to wgxc.org/donate. Pledges of any amount are wonderful and appreciated. We're also looking to up the number of sustaining donors this pledge drive. We're aiming for 250 sustaining donors. So that's somebody that will agree to give some amount of money per month throughout the year. So it could be $5, $10, $15, $20, $25, and on. whatever suits your budget and your desire for support of WGXC and shows like Bound by Books. We want to stay on the air. And we want all of our friends and neighbors' shows to stay on the air.
Yep.
The great programming we hear all throughout the week, including Amelia's dad show.
Yeah.
Shout out to Izzy. Izzy's Afternoon Delight.
Great. He plays all kinds of different songs.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things I really like about WGXC is that there is so much diversity in what's played.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not just like a country station or a pop station that plays only 80s to 90s or just plays the hits. It's you have a little bit of everything. You have world music, you have jazz, you have country, you have metal, and you might have all of those in one show too. So it's very cool.
My dad plays a lot of different stuff. I know he has no one style.
It's cool. I think that's the way a lot of us listen to music. Yeah. Some people have their genres they like, but I listen to everything. Just a little bit, at least.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any one genre that I listen to nothing of. but maybe it's a challenge. Dear listeners, you can find the one genre I don't like.
I'm not anything a big fan of. A fan of country. Mm-hmm. It's either just really bad or absolutely devastatingly sad songs. There is no in between with country. Mm-hmm.
I might be able to find some in between. I love Dolly Parton and I love Johnny Cash, who's arguably country. I guess some of his is country, and I like some good old Hank Williams too. Oh, and I'll play a country song on the way out if we have time.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. That I like.
I recently became a big fan of the band Shinedown after I went to one of their concerts.
Oh, cool.
Well, technically they opened for a different band, but they upstaged the band they opened for. Their show was a lot better.
Nice.
It was very good.
Awesome. So what have you been reading lately?
Well, I've been reading The Crucible in ELA. I've been reading textbooks in biology and AP World History. Ooh. So fun. Absolutely literary fascinating. Works. I can tell you all about Hamilton's economic budget, which is far less entertaining. Economic plan, which is far less entertaining when it's not being sung to you.
I had to, my freshman year of high school, we had to do debates as characters from history, and I was Hamilton.
We've
and
done that too.
I was like, I don't know enough about this guy to debate. I don't know how to.
We had to do that.
I'm not good at role play.
We had to do the Federalists versus the Anti-Federalists, and I got John Jay, who I don't think anyone knows anything about. I'm just like, are you kidding me? But yeah, we had to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been reading St. Peter's Gate for a while.
Hmm. Oh, that's the one you got at the Greenport.
I've been going through that one pretty slowly.
Is that that one, or is that different?
Yes, it's the one with the wolf on the cover.
Yeah, it's by a local author.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I've been slowly working my way through that.
Mm-hmm.
Approximately 5 pages, because usually I'm reading other things like textbooks or stuff I have to do. Let's see. I was going to read Splendors and Glooms next, but I ended up pushing that aside for the book I got at the Day of Hope.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
Yeah.
I've had that where there's a book on my to-read list and it just keeps getting preempted by something else.
I've been starting to write down books I want for Christmas and my Christmas list, because you got to start early. If I start in November, it'll be after Christmas and I'll be thinking of a ton of things I realize I should have gotten. I'll be like, too late now.
No.
No. I guess I always have my birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been reading some spooky tales because of Halloween. So I usually save most of my scary book reading for October. Usually I just read one scary book, but this year I've read a couple. I read Shirley Jackson's The Haunting of Hill House. And part of the reason I moved that up the list, part of it was because it's October and I read my scary book in October. But also there was a new Netflix series based on it. Although I just watched that series, which I thought was great. And it's very loosely connected to the book. This plot is very different. The characters have the same names, but are not the same characters. And there's more characters and the storyline's completely different. But the set is very similar, and they did some cute little nods in the show to the book where they use some of the same words from the books, or added certain elements from the books into the show, which I thought was cool. But it's a story about a group of people that go to this house called Hill House, which is known to be or believed to be haunted. And they're supposed to go there with a doctor who's studying paranormal activity to see if they have any experiences while they're there. So it's definitely sort of haunting and atmospheric. I wouldn't say it's a jump out of your seat scary, or I had no trouble going to sleep after reading it, but it was a really well-written book and really enjoyed it. I also read a new book called Small Spaces by Catherine Arden, which is a middle grade sort of horror story about a young girl named Ollie who has recently lost her mother and is sort of withdrawn from a lot of kind of friendships and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And one day when she's off riding her bike, she comes across a woman by a creek where she's gone to read her book. And this woman is acting very oddly and has a book that she's saying she has to throw into the creek. That's the only way to stop it. But Ollie does not want, she does not believe in throwing books into creeks, which is usually a good thing. You don't need to throw books into a creek. You can donate it somewhere. But, and why are you littering the creek? But in this case, it's probably would have been for the best if that book had ended up in the creek, because instead Ollie grabs it and runs home, and on a school field trip, some haunting things start to happen that are connected to the book.
Ooh.
And you were talking about R.L. Stine earlier. He blurbed it saying it's terrifying and fun on the cover. Is it a mystery, a fairy tale, a horror thriller? As a suspense script me, I just wanted to know one thing. What happens next? Terrifying and fun. That's cool. From R.L. Stine. That's a little quote.
I'm getting ready for it with all my Halloween media, my books, my movies.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my dad are probably going to see Halloween this weekend.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
I made the mistake of going to see a different movie on the opening night of Halloween and saw several young kids get turned away at the door because they didn't realize what R-rated means, which was very, like, agonizing to watch, but also like very funny to watch if it weren't for like the extreme secondhand embarrassment I was having for them.
Although, fun fact, did you know that it's not illegal for kids to go see R-rated movies?
It's not?
Yeah, there's
without
no,
an adult?
That's it's up to the theater, so this theater sets the policy.
Oh, I didn't
there's
know
no
that.
There's no legal thing behind the rating system.
I didn't know
it's
that.
It's just like a suggested rating so many that things, a lot of theaters, you know, follow.
A lot of things are, like, R-rated these days.
That doesn't mean you can go.
Like,
theaters can have their policies. They're allowed.
That's very funny. That's very interesting. I didn't know that. I thought it was, like, a legal thing.
Yeah. But anyways.
I know it's, like, I think it's, like, illegal for a game shop to sell you an M-rated game, though.
Hmm.
I think that is actually illegal. But I've never actually tried.
Yeah, I'd have to look at it. I have no idea what if their rating system is at all connected to law. But anyways, we're almost out of time. We're going to be handing it over to the afternoon show. We hope you'll stay tuned. But it is the Pullover Pledge Drive. So a last reminder before we hand it over that we are hoping all those listening out there will call in and pledge their support of WGXC by calling 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400 or going online to wgxc.org/donate to make a pledge or donation of any amount. We're especially encouraging folks to become sustaining donors, which would be giving a certain amount per month of your choosing that can be automatically deducted from your account. Help WGXC stay on the air.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That would be awesome.
But yeah, we hope everyone has a great week, reads lots of good books. Happy reading.